Chris Collingwood and Adam Schlesinger, the duo behind Fountains of Wayne, just released their first new album since 2007. Sky Full of Holes showcases the detailed storytelling and bright melodies that rock critic Ken Tucker says can occasionally hide darker thoughts.
There's a dreamy summer breeze wafting through much of Sky Full of Holes, as though Fountains of Wayne wanted to make the new album sync up with the season. And just as this summer has been hotter than many recent ones, there's also a warm intensity to some of the songs, such as the album's first single, Someone's Gonna Break Your Heart. The 13 songs on Sky Full of Holes are pretty consistent pleasures in the manner we've come to expect from Fountains of Wayne. Precisely worded, catchy songs about small moments in life that can be breezy and witty, as well as breezy, witty, and poignant. Their biggest hit, 2003's Stacy's Mom, a winking foray into broad humor, holds the same place in Fountains of Wayne's career as Dead Skunk does in Loudon Wainwright III's, or as Short People did in Randy Newman's. A fluke for which there's no reason to try and replicate, and thus the musicians went back to their more clever business. Like this song, Richie and Ruben, about a couple of on-the-make entrepreneurs who aren't nearly as smart as they think they are.
They opened up a bar called Living Hell. Right from the start it didn't go too well. They didn't have the vibe or quite the right clientele.
Could say that Richie and Ruben is Fountain of Wayne's Steely Dan song, cynical about subjects that merit cynicism, presenting a narrator who thinks he's tough-minded but might be one of the suckers that Richie and Ruben have scammed in the past. One of the prettiest songs on the album is A Road Song, about a guy in a rock band on tour who's missing his loved one so much he's writing her a song. Its beauty is enhanced by the precision of its meter and rhyme.
We're still in Wisconsin, as far as I know. Today was Green Bay and tomorrow Chicago. Wish I was lying, but there isn't much to report. My phone is dying, so I've got to keep it short. I just wanted to say, hey, I've been writing you a road song. It's a cliche, but hey, that doesn't make it so wrong. And in between the stops at the Cracker Barrel and 40 movies with Will Ferrell, I need some way to occupy my time.
At one point in that song, Fountains of Wayne sings, "I bought you a light blue t-shirt last night from some band I couldn't stand, but their logo's all right." That couplet is wry and sweet, and I admire the little internal rhyme of light and night in the first line. But what clinches its fineness is the way it captures something that happens in everyday life but is rarely noted. People do make purchases such as a souvenir t-shirt just because it looks good. It's not exactly an ironic buy, but it's close. More overt is the wistful sarcasm a bit later, when the narrator describes his road song by singing, "I know it's not what you'd call necessary, and I know that I'm no Steve Perry." For Fountains of Wayne fans, Journey is definitely an irony inducer. Fountains of Wayne is loath to make music cast as grand tragedy or melodrama, but at least a couple of times here, Collingwood and Schlesinger capture a mood of quiet despair in the songs Action Hero, about a hapless suburban dad, and this song, Hate to See You Like This, in which the narrator tries to cajole a young woman out of her listless depression. Fountains of Wayne is without doubt the finest contemporary pop rock band in America. And that and 99 Cents will get you a Lady Gaga download. Collingwood and Schlesinger occasionally pursue separate projects. Collingwood, who likes country music, reportedly has a solo album in the works, while Schlesinger has continued his interest in Broadway by co-writing the opening song on this past year's Tony Awards, It's Not Just for Gays Anymore, performed by host Neil Patrick Harris. And jolly good for them, as long as it means the twosome will continue to regroup for more refreshed Fountains of Wayne-ness.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Sky Full of Holes from Fountains of Wayne.